With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House leaders say a vote will come tomorrow on a resolution to expel New York Congressman George Santos from the legislature for his alleged ethics violations. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Lawmakers from both parties introduced resolutions seeking the removal of George Santos. Santos on the House floor.
It starts and puts us in a new direction.
Says it's not fair to act on allegations without a trial.
A very dangerous precedent.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he agrees, but will let the vote go forward.
Personally, have real reservations about doing this.
Santos faces 23 counts in federal court. The House Ethics Committee accused him of blatantly stealing from his campaign and deceiving donors for his own personal profit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military says Hamas has begun releasing 12 hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip. The army said the first two hostages were transferred to Egypt late Wednesday. 10 others were expected to soon be freed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells reporters covering a NATO ministerial summit he hopes to see a new extension of the ceasefire agreement in Israel's war with Hamas.
We'll be focused on doing what we can to extend the pause so that we can continue to get more hostages out and more humanitarian assistance in. We'll discuss with Israel how it can achieve its objective of ensuring that the terrorist attacks of October 7th never happen again, while sustaining and increasing humanitarian assistance and minimizing further suffering and casualties among Palestinian civilians.
After Wednesday's releases, roughly 150 hostages are believed to remain in captivity. Taking a look at the Wall Street numbers today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 2 points, the NASDAQ dropping 32. This is SRN News. College sports could get some Christian schools in trouble.
At issue is the concept of name, image, and likeness, a way the NCAA has begun to let universities pay their student-athletes with money from booster organizations. A growing number of private Christian schools have started doing just that, but experts warn that playing the NIL game might kill a religious college's tax-exempt status. The IRS might one day decide that if you can pay your football players, you should also be paying taxes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The vast majority of the scientific community in this country does not believe in God. According to a study conducted by West Virginia University, only 22% of graduate students in science say they believe in God, and 20% describe themselves as religious. Those percentages are similar to what is seen among science faculty at major universities around the country. By contrast, roughly 80% of the American public believes in God. This is SRN News. A U.S. military aircraft with six people on board has crashed off Yakushima Island in southwestern Japan.
Residents reportedly saw a fire blowing out of the left engine as the plane fell into the sea. The aircraft had been traveling between two major U.S. air bases in Japan, which has more than 50,000 U.S. troops stationed around the country. Some living on the island of Okinawa, where the aircraft was heading, had previously voiced concerns about the safety of these planes. In August, a U.S. Osprey crashed off the coast of northern Australia, killing three U.S. Marines.
That's BBC correspondent Gene McKenzie reporting. At least one of the crew members aboard was killed. U.S. life expectancy rose last year, but it still isn't close to what it was before the COVID-19 pandemic. It's now 77 years, 6 months, about what it was 2 decades ago. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.